Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley dealing with severe weather this week. Forecasters predicted intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday, bringing damaging winds, hail, flooding, and potential tornadoes. Flood warnings are issued for areas of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Early Wednesday, there were some scattered tornado warnings posted. House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Until Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. And President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. Speaking in D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
This includes measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Till Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed this week, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. A decision on the matter is expected by July. President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. USA's John Schaefer.
Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave and extending the child care tax credit.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's hard if we do not have unanimity. If the people in power continue to push in the wrong direction, that are exacerbating the problem, it's not a big help, right? I mean, here the government is full of all kinds of good news just to start things off. And Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, the government's got good news for us as we start out and saying, look at, not to worry, annual inflation ticks higher to 3.5% in March. Like, we needed this announcement. Like, we're not living it. These are the scallywags who are doing this to us. And then Joe Biden, because it's election year, he kind of shrouds all that by, you know, throwing up these, you know, propositions that aren't going to help. You know, oh, well, we're going to, you know, just forgive more tuition debt. We're going to help, you know, families with kids. All this thing that looks like he's doing something, but he's already done the damage. And this is at the doorstep of the Democratic Party. And dare I say, even those Republicans who've gone along with this that somehow are just so protective. They're either protective of getting reelected or they're just saying the hell with it and I'm leaving. There are no help to us. We've got to have people that are running our government who really are representatives of we the people, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea. And it's, you know, one of the things that's, I think, particularly frustrating because we have, the Republicans have such a narrow majority right now, one vote majority. It really does make it so the Republican leadership in the House is pretty paralyzed. And because there's all it takes is one Republican to say no, and and it doesn't pass. Or two Republicans say we want a new speaker, and they're going back through another speaker battle. So it's it's an environment where the best we can hope for in many respects is them doing nothing. And that's a, you know, we'd like to see real reforms. I think the great things they're doing is they're doing a lot of, had a lot of really good hearings, which we think, okay, they're hearings. But the fact of the matter is, if we're going to set up a legislative agenda for 2025, it's going to be through hearings and committee work in 2024. I don't anticipate them to pass any of that. What I want them to do right now, and I had this conversation with a member yesterday, all I want them to do now is set up the legislative pathway for 2025. So when we want to drain the swamp, the legislation's already been vetted. It's been drafted. Yes. It's mm-hmm. put in the right form, and we can just jam it down their throats. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do in 2024, and we have to stop fighting with each other over things that can't be done now because mm-hmm. of the limited the one-vote majority, and start thinking about what can be done in 2025 if we just put the pieces in place now and don't end up in disarray at the beginning of a Trump administration.
Well, and when you do that, then you have a vision that you're casting for the months to come and the year ahead. And people might want to vote for that as opposed to just being upset about, you know, the shenanigans that, you know, Jamie Raskin is up to or Nadler or whatever. I mean, because they can't have that's going to just keep on going. Don't even get into that fight. That's worthless. It's a waste of time. So what did the representative say?
He was in agreement. I was in the process of expressing frustration that they keep. This was at a thing that Heritage Foundation had dealing with the weaponization of government. And this member was, I just said to him, listen, you guys keep introducing bills that expand the power of government. And everybody complains about the weaponization of government. Then you give them more weapons to use.
Exactly.
And this was a guy who gets it. And so he was, you know, pretty sympathetic. In fact, tell me about it. I'm so frustrated. I, you know, spit nails. So yeah. And that's when I laid out a vision that why don't we do this, this, and this, and that way, at least in 2025, we can survive. Not survive, but thrive, rather.
Well, exactly, because they're voting themselves out of office with these things, Rick. I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, this is self-sabotage on their part. They've got to have a plan, and especially with this, you know, one-vote differential, you know. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, even if there's a couple of months of Hakeem Jeffries having the gavel in his hand, it scares the holy what-have-you out of me. I mean, because the government...
Everybody needs to understand this, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and everybody else needs to understand this. If Hakeem Jeffries has the gavel, they have Chuck Schumer with the gavel on the Senate side, and they have a Democrat president. Suddenly, they could do with 50 votes in the Senate, plus the vice president, anything they want to, because the thing they have going for them in the House is the individual members might say, oh, well, that's uncomfortable for me to do. But when they get told to do it, they do it.
Yes, and exactly.
That is the reality. They are able to get every one of their members to walk in lockstep. And on the Senate side, in terms of getting rid of the filibuster and just basically having the next 6 months be terrible, you know, Kyrsten Sinema was one of two senators stopping the filibuster. She's not running for office again. Joe Manchin, the other senator who's stopping ending the filibuster, he's not running for office again. And that's a dangerous place to be when you have people who are not going to be there saying this is my last chance to get stuff done, and the only way I'm going to get it done is by ending the filibuster.
Yeah. So you imagine what would happen with the courts? Just for example.
They would pack the Supreme Court, there's no doubt. And that would be...
But even all the other federal courts and everything, they would overwhelm all the federal courts, all these judges that, you know, needed to be approved. They would just... they would omnibus them all into office.
There are some procedural things you can do to stop that, but the fact is they would have a list of 100 judges they'd be pushing through, and they'd be working 24/7 to do it. You wouldn't see any of these 3 days a week work sessions. They'd be working 7 days a week and filling every, you know, and basically to do three times the work than they normally do in a week. And it would be, you know, towards the destruction of the country. The dirty little secret is in 2010, Barack Obama, and when he had a Republican majority in the House, but you had a Democrat majority in the Senate, I believe. McConnell was the majority leader. Barack Obama said, we want three more judges on the District Court of Appeals, which is the court that hears all of the administration. Anytime you've got a fight with a regulator, it goes there.
Right.
And we decided to give him three appointments on that district court and the U.S. District Court, and it has been a disaster ever since because he packed that court. And yeah, that's the second most powerful court in the land.
So, yeah, great job, you know, Mitch. Well, exactly.
He's done some things right on the court. That one was a swing and a miss.
Even worse than that, I think he almost just failed to go up to bat, you know, on behalf of the American people. But look, we've got more to talk about. Speaker Johnson, he's going to delay the Mayorkas impeachment articles, and Biden calls for unilateral ceasefire in Gaza even before Israeli hostages are set free. Rick, anyway, lots to talk about. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Look, at if you are a freedom-loving patriot, you've got to take this seriously. I mean, the moves by the Democratic Party, and it is the Democratic Party, all right? And I I hate to be so partisan, but you have to call it out for what it is. And it's that clear. What the Democratic Party has done, it has made us partisan. And you've got to wake up to their shenanigans and what they're doing. They're not about to give up power and control. Lindsey Graham, if you remember, he says, oh, this is all about power and I hope you don't get it. I mean, it was kind of silly that he made that statement because they already had it. They already had the power and control. This was just another step. This was just going to be another nail in the coffin that they were going to be able to execute if they were to, you know, get rid of Kavanaugh and get somebody else that they wanted in as a Supreme Court justice. And, of course, one of the first opportunities they have, they bring us a justice who is a woman that doesn't even know what a woman is. I mean, think about this. I mean, really, on the Supreme Court, we have somebody who can't define what a woman is. And I, Rick, I don't think that she can't define. She just doesn't want to define because it's ideologically in her favor. And it aligns her with a growing group of ideologues that have infiltrated our government and our culture to neutralize the gender and to create all this gender confusion and this mess that's going on right now. Here it is. We can't recognize Easter, but we can. Oh, we can see you day. We can recognize all the trans, you know, trans day at the White House. That trumps Easter somehow. You know, this is how serious this is becoming. And people think, you know, maybe you just shrug your shoulders and say, well, what can we do about it? But the Democrats are serious about this, just like you and I were talking off the air, you know, what Joe Biden did 3 years ago with his executive order to really turn all the bureaucracy. What do we got? About 2 million bureaucrats, you said? 2 million?
Yep. 2 million.
And so now you've turned them into a force to be registrars of voters. And on the surface, you might say, well, Bill, Rick, well, you know, why is that a problem? Well, tell them why it's a problem, Rick.
Well, first of all, this is not just registered voters; it's also turning out voters. The targets are Democrat people who are going to vote Democrat. This isn't them sitting out at the Safeway and registering people as they walk by randomly. These are people that they can look at the, you know, who's on food stamps, and say, and look at voter registration rolls and say, well, who's on food stamps who's not on voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
Go and say you're going to lose your food stamps if you do not register to vote, and then call them up and say, hey, I'm sending you a ballot and we'll send somebody by to help you fill it out, and you know which you know how that works. And so you know, essentially, you know,
this is on the taxpayer's dime. You're sending out an individual to go out there and collect a ballot for the Democratic Party,
and that is based on executive order that the President of the United States signed, Biden. And it's being fought in court right now and trying to get it expedited because they are ratcheting up what they're doing. But the fact of the matter is they, you know, you also have, you know, the people who are funded to receive illegal aliens, the non-government organizations,
mm-hmm.
are getting funding. And as having government funding, it kind of flows to them that their job is then to make sure that people are activated politically. So
yes.
you have a whole mechanism for not only having the federal government do the work that the Democratic Party should do, using resources that are not available to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party in terms of recipients of government programs, and using those for political purposes.
Sure,
that's
and
wrong. And constitutionally, the founders, the specific reason the District of Columbia was created was because the founders did not want the bureaucrats to also have power in the Congress. They knew the power of the bureaucrats was going to be very heavy because they were the ones who did the work and made sure whatever was going to happen happened. But they specifically carved out the district to make it so they did not have elected representatives who they could go to and become and influence the legislative branch. Well, we've seen how that's gone over the last 200 years, and we now have the bureaucrats actively participating in political campaigns as if the civil service reforms in the 1880s didn't actually exist. And this is being fought in court, But, you know, it's a, you know, that's a crapshoot. So, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, because meanwhile, they're getting away with it, and we're being conditionalized to think that this is acceptable and not realizing the history and the danger of it all. You're exactly right, Rick. This is what they've done and how they've gotten away. This is so deleterious. And this is what upsets me so much about Biden, the Democratic Party, what they're doing to this constitutional democratic republic. And they talk about democracy. We're not a democracy. You know, this was not what we're about. We're a democratic republic, and they've obliterated that.
Go ahead. Either.
Well, of course.
Understand. They don't want democracy either. They use democracy as their catchword that people say, oh, yeah, when they're pushing things that are anything but democratic.
Exactly.
If you think that Joe Biden's democratic, you need to ask, why is he negotiating with the World Health Organization to turn over our sovereignty, our health care sovereignty? To make it the World Health Care Organization determines what's a pandemic in the United States and what we should do about it. So it wouldn't be our congressman, it wouldn't be our president, anybody who's accountable to us. It'd be a bureaucrat who's controlled by the Chinese government who would be determining whether or not we had to lock down our industries, lock down our homes, and do exactly what China did, which is if you had COVID in China, they bolted up your building and starved you. They effectively killed you.
You see, we got a little bit of taste of that with our COVID experience, but that's nothing compared. I mean, that's an hors d'oeuvre compared to what the WHO would be doing to us with a you know, the release of our sovereignty. You're exactly right, Rick, and here we got mounting evidence of the next pandemic, which we're told there was 9 pandemics in the queue, and the bird flu seems to be flying around just in time. Time for this election. I mean, it worked the last time. Why not bring one back for this election? Because that's about the only way the Democrats can figure that Joe Biden could possibly even have a shot at getting reelected.
It gives him an excuse to be isolated and nobody seeing him. But even scarier than the healthcare aspect of it, which is very, very scary, the World Health Organization considers climate to be a health risk. They consider guns, private ownership of guns, to be a health risk. Okay, you can go down a long list of things that they consider to be a health risk, and by providing essentially them with the controlling factor over what can be done here in America, they can effectively mandate to America that we have to shut down every coal plant in America. Out of concern for climate change, ignoring the Chinese are building like 30 coal plants for every one we shut down. It's ignoring that fact. They could do that, and America would say, well, we're not going to do it. But under international law, we would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the real irony on this is Joe Biden is pushing this this treaty, and he's trying to make it so. Well, the Senate doesn't really have to ratify it.
Right.
He's trying to do it as an agreement that constricts, that ties the United States to hands.
This guy, he's so dangerous. And people need to understand, Barack Obama was dangerous. Joe Biden has picked up. And then, of course, just one final thing here, because we've got less than a minute. Joe Biden, of all people, is involved with Israel and putting pressure on them to have a unilateral ceasefire. And this is before any Israeli hostages are freed. I mean, this guy's a genius. I mean, maybe he's just going to finally play his last card and just go away.
Not just the Israeli, but American hostages as well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's just not doing his duty as president. That's all there is to it.
American voters, this is your commander in chief, okay? Barack Obama, even Barack Obama said, elections matter, all right? So how much more of this can you put up with, and how much more of your liberty are you willing to allow to be evaporated because of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
Commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot whole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin coming up in just a moment. Really no big surprise that Senate Majority Leader Schumer is doing everything he can to delay the impeachment trial against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas regarding the border problem. I mean, Mayorkas is the poster child of the open borders that we're enduring, and all the problems that go with it, the death, the fentanyl, sex trafficking, all that. He is the poster child. But don't forget that also right next to him is Joe Biden. It is Schumer. It is Hakeem Jeffries. It is the Democratic Party, all lockstep to this open border and the mess that we're dealing with, okay? They have been bought and sold and buying into this. And they are all participating in the destruction of this democratic republic by having us endure and, you know, handle 10 million plus illegal migrants. It's creating problems for what? So that the demography of our country can be radically changed with non-citizens. And even worse, these are people who are coming in that don't even have a fair shot at it in terms of, you know, pledging an allegiance to America, because they've already pledged the allegiance to the cartels in order to get across the border. So what kind of immigrant, what kind of person is coming here to America? This is not the immigrants that came through Ellis Island and the immigrants and all their stories that we've heard in the past. This is a different brand of immigrant that's coming here. And clearly it seems to be with a purpose of doing anything and everything they can to destroy this American idea. Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, joins us now. Good morning, Jenny Beth. How are you?
I am great. good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Well, Jenny Beth, the Democrats just cannot help themselves, and the American people and the voters need to wake up and realize that it is solely, and I mean, this is what it's come down to, and I resent that I have to sound so partisan, but you have to call it out for what it is. It is the Democratic Party that is lockstep, single-handedly doing everything they can to run a run a wrecking ball through this Democratic Republic. Am I missing something here?
No, I don't think you're missing anything at all. We had a secure border when Biden took office, and he ended three very important programs that helped secure the border. First, he stopped building the wall. Second, he ended Remain in Mexico. And third, he started catch and release rather than stopping and leaving that and preventing that from happening. All three of those items, if he had left those alone, the border would be more secure. We would know who is coming through our country. The system would not be abused the way it is right now. And we have this insecure border because Biden made those decisions on day one of being president. It is harming our country. When you have the estimates that the Democrats and the administration give us is 7.2 million immigrants who have come into this country or aliens who have come into this country, and I would argue illegally and abusing our immigration laws, and our government is allowing that to happen. There are Republicans who estimate that it goes up to 12 million and higher.
Yes.
But even going with 7.2 million, that is so many people. It puts a strain on government services. It puts a strain on schools, on hospitals, on police and sheriff's departments. It puts a strain on every bit of our society because it is such a huge increase in numbers.
Exactly.
In such a short period of time. If for no other reason, we need to secure the border and stop this influx from happening so that we can figure out how to handle the people who have come in right now.
Because we're already broke, aren't we? I mean,
yeah,
pretty much.
Broke. It costs us even more money. The government keeps printing and printing and printing more money, and inflation then happens, and it eats away at every dollar that we earn. We cannot afford to keep doing this. The Biden administration willfully made this decision, and Democrats in Congress are not doing anything to prevent it.
How is this not seen as just the government stealing from the American people by doing this, by printing up money, Jenny Beth? I mean, they are, especially, you think of people who are retired, people who have money in the bank, that their money now is worth less than it was last year. And over the 3 years, you can look at the line and how it has been dive bombing here. Their money is worth less as a result of these actions by this Democratic led government that we're suffering under.
Many Americans get it and understand that it's Democrat policies that have created this. Bill, I think there are others who don't understand it simply because they don't understand economics. Maybe they weren't even taught economics, or they were and it was a semester in high school or college and they've long since forgotten it. Mm-hmm. But everyone senses that something is wrong. The majority of Americans think that we are on the wrong track, that our country is on the wrong track. I think the latest YouGov poll is that 67% of Americans think it's on the wrong track.
Right.
And we know things aren't going the way that they should be. And so even if they don't understand the economics of how it has happened, I think that most people, if they make an honest assessment and look at how things were when President Trump was president 4 years ago versus how things are right now with Biden as president, I hope that they understand life was better, America was better, we were more secure, we had better lives, we had better job prospects and opportunities for the future with Trump as president, and vote that way in the fall.
Well, what's happened is these people, it's like you and I have said forever, Jenny Beth, you follow the money. Some of these people, their vision is prejudiced because they get money from the government. there's entitlements there. So they're blinded. They don't see it. And they're not feeling the pain of everyday Americans. But the thing is, also at the same time, what they've done is they've put themselves in cages. They are restricted. They're not going to flourish in a program that the government has control over them. And the fear of losing out on an entitlement keeps their vote going in the direction of the Democratic Party. And it lessens them as a person. But they don't see it because what they're trying to do right now is just survive. And so I see how they're, you know, how they're blinded. Whether it's the infrastructure of all this illegality that's going on in terms of what's happening at the border, because there is an infrastructure. It is all set up in such a way that it promotes this kind of deleterious behavior and actions that are anti-American, they're anti-democratic republic, they're anti-freedom. And this is happening in the United States of America. This is what's so shocking. And we have a president of the United States that is leading the charge. I mean, to me, on its face, at minimum, Jenny Beth, it's treasonous. And I know that sounds very harsh to say because, you know, he, as the president of the United States, is to secure, you know, our national security. And he's done anything but he has destroyed our economy. He is definitely, with his policies, are attacking the middle class. This is just egregious what this man and this party has done to America and doing to America. So America needs to wake up and get outside of these emotional issues that we're dealing with, whether it has to do with abortion or anything else that the Democratic Party is using in order to blind their eyes so they can't see reality, right?
That is exactly right. And it's our job, people who listen to this program and want to get the country on the back, right on the right track. We must do everything that we can to convince our friends and family of solutions, what we think are the better solutions, who the better people are to implement those solutions, and do everything we can between now and November to make sure that they vote for Trump and for conservatives who will fix the problems in our country.
And I would say do something with the frustration, okay? It's okay to be frustrated. There's nothing wrong with you whatsoever. You're exactly right. You know, when you've got near three-fourths of the country saying we're on the wrong track and you're frustrated, we get you. We hear you. But what needs to be heard is your voice in Congress, and you need to get activated. How can they do that, Jenny Beth?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Yes, sign up and get invested and participate in this government.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, we see the open borders here, and we're starting to realize the consequences of what's going on. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The number of foreign-born workers in the U.S. increased over a million in 1 year. Think about that. Over a million. These are foreign-born workers, you know, coming in, and they're diluting the workforce. Now, what kind of impact does that have? You know, of the 100,000 jobs last month, because we had this jobs report, right, that came out that was, looked promising. But when you look behind the numbers, you go, well, maybe not. I mean, typical of, the government, they're always working the numbers. There's all kinds of spin on this to give us some kind of false pretense that you may wonder. You go, wow, you know, if it's so good, what's wrong with me? Why am I not performing? When our economy is doing so well, you know, according to the government. But you got to understand that a lot of the jobs were part-time jobs, and guess who was getting them? These illegal immigrants. I mean, this last month alone, 100,000 jobs last month went to illegal immigrants, and that made up all that number. That all contributed to that over 300,000, you know, new jobs, supposedly, that the government had created. Let's give them all honor and glory. But look at that, you know, and you want to say that, Joe Biden, as president of the United States, is doing such a great job. Look what he's doing, you know, at the expense of the American citizen and those immigrants who have been here working their butts off. Now they're getting less because of the illegal migrants that are coming in. And it's not, and the impact that is occurring here is across the board, okay? Minorities are being greatly affected. Andre Barnes joins us now. He's the director of HBCU Engagement. Andre, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we look at the unemployment rate for Black Americans specifically. It rose. This is unemployment. This is not a good number. From 0.8 to 6.4%. This is in 1 month, Andre. What the heck's going on here?
Well, I can tell you that Mark Morial, who is the National Urban Lead CEO and president, was giving these numbers yesterday. And I thought he was going to reach the same conclusion that we reached, but he didn't get to the 7.2 million person elephant in the room, which is mass immigration.
Right.
So what we're seeing here is amongst these numbers, the areas that were kind of driving these numbers, healthcare, mm-hmm. government, and construction. And you know that in the construction industry, Black Americans only represent 5% of that industry. So right. What you're saying is correct, Bill. We're seeing an influx of illegal migrants get these jobs.
Yeah, and I mean, this is all being done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. This is by accident, Andre. I mean, this is being done by design to hurt the American people. And you've got to look at who's at the top of the food chain here. Who's leading the orchestra? You know, it's the president of the United States. It's Mayorkas. I mean, okay, so they've decided we're going to delay the impeachment trial of one Mayorkas. But the problem is still the problem. And it's quite obvious yep. who's doing this. And minorities, Blacks, Hispanics, all being affected by this. And in the Hispanic community, I mean, they knew exactly what was going to go on. Just like in Black communities, when they wanted to defund police, they said, well, defund police? What are you kidding me? They're the ones that are saving us. And you want to defund? You want to get rid of the police? I mean, bad idea, not good. But, you know, here it is. Oh, this is the party that listens to Black America and gets their vote all the time. And they just flat out ignored and put at risk, you know, Black Americans en masse here, Andre.
And here's another thing, Bill, and, you know, a lot of this also has to be self-reliance as well, because these immigrant advocacy groups are going after the executive branch. They once the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, a few days later, immigrant advocacy groups reached out to the president in a letter requesting that he provide illegal aliens with work permits so they could rebuild the bridge. Right. And it was a whole song and dance that we've heard before that this country is built upon immigrants, which that is part of our story. But yes. these jobs should go to American workers. Mm-hmm. They should build their economy and not the other way around.
Yeah, how about legal immigrants? You know, people have been waiting in line. You know, how about taking care of them first? You know, American citizens
Absolutely.
Here, you know, like that would be a problem. You see, but again, you got to go back. It's the old axiom, you know, you follow the money. Who's being enriched yeah. by all this? You know, there is a benefit. So all these NGOs, this whole program, yeah. I mean, this is a designed infrastructure, Andre, if you were to break it down. Mm-hmm. You see, it's yeah. like anything, you know, it's like, you know, why the cartels are able to be so successful. Well, their supply chain and everything goes through just about every state of the union that allows them to, you know, send up their, you know, their drug operations, their sex trafficking operations, anything that's illegal that benefits the cartel. They've got a Yep. system and an infrastructure in which to promote that. And it's the same thing here that's going on with all this illegal activity. And you look at,
That's right.
okay, who's at the trough here? You know, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party at the trough here because all these illegal, they draw benefit from that. If they didn't draw benefit from it, I mean, this is the party that created quid pro quo. You know,
yep.
hey, look at, I'll scratch your back, but you better be scratching my back. And this is what's going on.
We're seeing a repeated theme. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're right.
Yeah. We're seeing a repeated theme because weren't we having this same discussion in the spring? Of 2023, where the big number was, why are 90% of unemployment requests coming from Black Americans? It is the same thing. And it goes back to a point that you made, Bill, that it is benefiting people at the top.
Yes.
Illegal immigration is benefiting people at the top. Because if it wasn't, we wouldn't see the drop in unemployment amongst Black Americans, as we're seeing year after year. We continue asking the same questions, but the answer is right in front of us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, and what's happening, and this is the way of politics, is that they do whatever they can get away with until the next election, because they figure, you know, the American people are so distracted and just trying to survive, Andre.
Yeah,
I mean, because here it is, you've got Black Americans, we've got minorities, Hispanics in that right now, that are scrambling, you know, to keep
yeah.
their head above water, provide for their families. God bless them, you know, for doing
yeah.
that. And guess what? The government's not helping them. In fact, it's bad enough if you say, okay, look, I don't need your help, but don't get in my way. And this is what they're doing. And again, the American voter, you know, the Democratic Party and Joe Biden is counting on the American voter being stupid.
Yeah,
we have no room for stupid, and I hate to put it in those terms. And Andre, I got to tell you, every time I use that word, I feel my father's hand, you know, coming across my head, because that was one of those words. I mean, I could almost say just about anything, but around my dad, if I use the word stupid, boy, I know I was going to get hit in the head.
You're in trouble. Yeah.
Or my mother was going to throw a chunkla at me or something, you know, to tell me don't do that, you know. But go ahead, yeah.
But we know that what you're saying is true, because people like Mark Carter are starting to push back against this narrative that Black Americans should vote blue no matter who. People like Marcel Dixon in South Carolina pushing back against the narrative. And what is happening, you're going to see some migration of Black Americans leaving the Democrats over issues, because they're just coming to them when they need them during election time. Yes. And I don't think that the same amount of people are going to be misguided in the direction of voting blue no matter who this time, because they're going to remember, you know, what wasn't done, the promises that weren't kept. And if we keep beating the drum about mass immigration, maybe they'll remember that this administration and other administrations put the needs of illegal aliens above the needs of Americans.
Yeah. And what an insult, because along that line, you got Joe Biden's statement, right? That if you don't vote Democrat, you ain't Black. What a stupid statement. And,
really,
you know, and I think in mass, I think some Black Americans heard that and they were rightfully insulted. They should have been. And maybe that's been, just settling in on their nerves, you know, since he made that statement. And what's adding to the pain of that statement and the stupidity of it is the policies that are wrecking, you know, the families of Black America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing it every day with the unemployment rate. We're seeing that they have less resources to serve Black Americans, or Americans that are on the poverty line. They instead of being able to serve Black Americans or Chicagoans that need like food banks four times a week, they've reduced it just to two. And now they have to compete with all these people, illegal aliens that are coming from all over the world asking for a handout.
Well, Andre, my prayer sincerely is not only for Black America, I think for all Americans, is that we realize the opportunity that is here in this great country of ours, that we come together as one and revolt against these restrictions that are compromising our liberty, that where, you know, all people would realize that they are self-sufficient, that they can pull their, you know, pull up their own pants and their boots and realize the American dream and the opportunity that's here, that they do not have to live oppressed in a way that the Democratic Party wants them to live. Andre Barnes, thank you for being with us. Appreciate you. Take care.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business?